so long farewell. It's time to fly. We've made some friends here, but now it's goodbye. So long, farewell. It's time to fly. We've made some friends here, but now it's goodbye. Can we go home now? Can we go home now?
A one, a two, one, two, three, four.
I woke shivering. It was early morning, and the sun was just sliding out of bed. I woke with a tremendous feeling of guilt. I looked at her. She was still asleep. I pulled away my blanket and wrapped it around her. I quietly crept from the car. The air outside was moist and heavy and wet. I started to make my way down to the beach. It was a long beach. The sweeping curve between the two points of cliffs that jutted down into the sea. The tide was beginning to roll in. White froth soaking steadily. The damp clumps of seaweed. I walked on with a head full of sadness. I kept looking behind and stopping. I was almost surprised to see that I still owned a pair of footprints. Love slept in the car perched on the cliff, like an albatross waiting to take flight. As I walked, I saw no one. I had a feeling I was on the edge of a square earth. I was the main character in a fairy tale time had forgot. I bewitched myself through living in a world I'd made up. I took off my shoes and threw them into the sea. I watched them for a minute, riding on the surface, before a wave took them down, taking them down, and I carried on walking, the water stone cold beneath my toes. Almost felt good. I realised that was why I decided to come here. I felt 10 years younger. I could see myself to the left, jumping and bouncing down on sand dunes, mother waving, the wind picking at her hair as she stood up from the windbreak. My brothers and sisters falling to pools. Dad talking about the horses with his dad. Other people dug for fishing bait with poles and shovels. I was the one doing my own thing. I didn't play much with my brothers and sisters. It seemed happy enough without me. I was even worse then. Maybe that's why my brothers and sisters left me to it. Maybe it wasn't my choice. I've always been fascinated by distance. I'm the man who builds his own bus stops on mountain tops. That's why I love the blind girl. I need to tell.